You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. For over 20 years, volunteers with AmeriCorps have served in nonprofits, schools, public agencies, and community and faith-based groups all across the country. And it turns out, Michigan is one of the top states for AmeriCorps volunteers. Here with us is Bill Basil, National Director of AmeriCorps. Bill, to get an appreciation of what Michigan's role is in AmeriCorps, tell us what the members do. What is AmeriCorps?
Well, AmeriCorps is our nation's national service program. It began about 22 years ago, and it provides individuals opportunities to make a concrete, positive contribution to their community. And what I mean by that, for instance, most of our AmeriCorps members serve in the education area, and so you'd find many of our members serving in schools, in elementary schools. They're the ones that help kids who are struggling with reading. And why reading? Well, because we know that that's the building block upon which academic success is built. And we know that after they learn to read, they'll be reading to learn.
And there's a lot of other areas that AmeriCorps volunteers serve in outside of education.
They do. And we have large numbers of members who serve in disaster response. We have over 300 now deployed to Louisiana who are serving there because of the terrible flooding. In Detroit, we have a excellent, outstanding program, the Detroit Urban Safety Corps, where we have over 40 members who are supported and sponsored by Wayne State University, who are working and serving in 8 neighborhoods in Detroit, where we're seeing a documented 44% reduction in crime because of the work these AmeriCorps members who are recruited from these neighborhoods are doing. It is a national model, and so we're seeing a lot of positive activities taking place, not only in schools, but in the community at large.
How do you go about identifying needs and then matching volunteers with those needs?
Well, AmeriCorps is a very decentralized program. In other words, we in Washington, D.C. don't identify the needs. Those are identified locally. It's ground up, and it's based on local need. And one, you know, if you see one AmeriCorps program, you've seen one AmeriCorps program. Our programs are different because the needs are different in communities around the country.
And where is Michigan in the rankings of AmeriCorps volunteers?
They're in the top 20 as a state. Detroit ranks number 9 in terms of large cities. But we're finding that in Detroit, because of the large numbers of folks who are being engaged and involved, 2 years ago we had that terrible flooding in Detroit, large numbers of members serving there. We're seeing large numbers of folks who, for whom this is something about what it means to live in the new Detroit, if you will, and to be able to serve and be counted upon and make a positive contribution. And we also have individuals who are interested in using service as a strategy to make a positive contribution. So, for instance, in Flint, we have been engaged in Flint long before the water crisis, and now we will have AmeriCorps members serving in every school. Every school this September will have AmeriCorps members serving in Flint to help address the students and children who are struggling and try to ensure that they have a positive and high-quality education experience.
How does AmeriCorps ensure that volunteers that come into an area are really, truly making a difference, that they aren't just parachuting in and working for a while and then zipping back home?
We rely largely on the host site, the local organizations who apply to us to ensure that, A, the right kind of member is recruited that will have the stick-to-itiveness, if you will, that will be able to stay the complete term of service, the full year. Secondly, they are responsible for doing the training. Every AmeriCorps member receives training in roughly 20% of their time. And AmeriCorps is devoted to training and development. And so we hope that prioritizing that, those kinds of opportunities enables individuals to, if you will, take very seriously what they're signing up to do, and that the commitment is there, and that the ability to stay and build and create a new neighborhood or new community is also part of that experience.
When the service is done, when that year is done, what have you seen, how have you seen the AmeriCorps experience coming home with that volunteer?
It comes in different ways. We're fond of saying that the AmeriCorps commitment is for 1 year, But the experience of AmeriCorps lasts a lifetime. And we see that in terms of individuals who take on various responsibilities. We have AmeriCorps members who serve in a variety of capacities in as elected officials. We have an AmeriCorps member who is a United States Senator. We have AmeriCorps members who are serve in business and industry. And I think the other feature that we look at are the skill sets that AmeriCorps members acquire as part of AmeriCorps, and they know that because of these experiences, they will be a highly prized employee.
Bill, do we have a head count? As you recognize Michigan as one of the states producing the most AmeriCorps volunteer members, do we know how many Michigan has produced?
Yes. Since 1994, just over 28,000 individuals from Michigan have joined AmeriCorps, and they have contributed over 41 million hours of service and earned just over $92 million of education awards that they can use to help further their post-secondary education or pay off student loans.
Bill Basil is the National Director of AmeriCorps. Bill, thank you so much for speaking with us on Stateside.
You're welcome, Cynthia. It's a pleasure to be with you.